الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Well, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another transmission of Early Echo. Today we have another topic which, you know, each one of us should pay attention to. We express ourselves with it. It is part of our emotions as well, but it needs to be taken out in the proper manner. So what am I talking about? I am talking about ghadab. Ghadab is such a thing that if it is used properly, it can give you some productive results. And if it is used incorrectly, or if it comes out incorrectly, then ghadab can be very destructive. Ghadab can break relations, and ghadab can make a person get indulged in other sins, major sins as well. And what is ghadab? Inshallah ta'ala, we will come to that in a few moments. As per our lovely routine, let's remember the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his actions. Let's make some good intentions right now. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening. Of course, I will make the intention that I am presenting the silsila for your rida, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice. I will try to share with others as well, inshallah azza wa jal. Whatever other good intentions you can think of right now, make it. Because for each good intention, you get a separate thawab, a separate reward. And this is what's going to help us, inshallah, especially on the Day of Judgment. I hope your notebooks are out. Whenever you're watching Madani Channel, especially Madani Mudhakara, have your notebook or some diary or something, and jot down the important points. Because I'm telling you, this will help us later on. Because ink is the best memory. Capture knowledge by writing it down. Once you wrote it down, even after years, or even writing it down, meaning write it in your books or type it out on your tablets or your phones, save it in your email or wherever it is, so that you can always refer to it later. And you can advise other people, you can transfer that knowledge. You know, this is about a spiritual investment. You learnt ilmun nafi'a, or some beneficial knowledge, and you transfer that to one person, and they practice. They get thawab and you get thawab when they practice because you shared it. So this is part and parcel of the spiritual investment. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. I want to share one beautiful hadith with you regarding the excellence of Salat ala Nabi, Durud-i Pak. The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, last night, I saw something strange. A man from my ummah who was crossing the Sirat bridge, dragging himself and sometimes crawling on his knees. Meanwhile, the salat, the durood that he had sent to me arrived. It made him stand up on the bridge to the extent that he crossed the bridge. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. What if that individual is me? We don't know who this person is. But look at the benefit on the bridge itself of recitation of Durood-e Pak. How much of Durood Sharif do I read on a daily basis? Or do I get so caught up in the rat race, so caught up with my work and with my family and my personal activities and my hobbies and the gym and here and there and everywhere, that I have no time for the recitation of Qur'an Pak, Durud Pak, Istighfar? Do I have time or not? I don't have time, but I have time. If I have time for everything else in my schedule, can I not factor in time as well for these things? But okay, there's no negotiations when it comes to salah, so our lives have to revolve around our salahs, the timings of the salahs. But over and above that, don't I want great benefit in the hereafter? The one who works extra gets extra. It's my choice what I want. Because you know, that day, on the day of judgment, once the eyes closed, and then what are we going to do? How are we going to increase our spirituality and our spiritual ranks? Now is the time. Let's wake up from the slumber of ignorance and negligence and see things for what they truly are. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So ghadab. Ghadab can destroy a person. And the ghadab, I'm talking about anger. Person who gets angry a lot, quickly. What we say, temperamental. So we're going to, you know, just go down this little topic in some detail. And in between, I will try to share some Madani pearls of advices in order to learn some anger management tools. But before that, beautiful kalam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, Allah, Allah. Allah, 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 Allah.
وہی رب ہے جس نے تجھ کو ہمتن کرم بنایا ہمیں بھیک مانگنے کو تیرا آستہ بتایا ہمیں بھیک مانگنے کو تیرا آستہ بتایا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا Allah, tumi hakim baraya, tumi qasim ataya, tumi hakim baraya, تمہیں قاسم عطایا، تمہیں دافع بلایا، تمہیں شافع خطایا، تمہیں دافع بلایا، تمہیں شافع خطایا، کوئی تم سا کون آیا، کوئی تم سا کون آیا، کوئی تم سا کون آیا،
اللہ
اللہ اللہ اللہ
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 کواری پاک مریم وہ نفخت فیہ قدم، وہ کواری پاک مریم وہ نفخت فیہ قدم،
ہے عجب نشان اعظم مگر آمنا کا جایا، ہے عجب نشان اعظم مگر آمنا کا جایا، وہی سب سے افضل آیا، وہی سب سے افضل آیا، وہی سب سے افضل آیا،
اللہ
اللہ اللہ اللہ
اللہ
اللہ اللہ
اللہ
اللہ اللہ
اللہ
اللہ
اللہ
اللہ اللہ
اللہ
اللہ
اللہ
اللہ اللہ
یہی بولے سدرا والے چمنے جہاں کے تھالے، یہی بولے سدرا والے چمنے جہاں کے تھالے،
سبھی میں نے چھان ڈالے تیرے پائے کا نہ پایا، سبھی میں نے چھان ڈالے تیرے پائے کا نہ پایا، تجھے یک نے یک بنایا، تجھے یک نے یک بنایا، تجھے یک نے یک بنایا،
اللہ
اللہ اللہ اللہ
اللہ
اللہ اللہ
اللہ
اللہ اللہ
اللہ
اللہ
اللہ
اللہ
اللہ
اللہ
اللہ
اللہ اللہ
اللہ
ہمیں رضا تیرے دل کا پتا چلا با مشکل، ہمیں رضا تیرے دل کا پتا چلا با مشکل،
در روز کے مقابل وہ ہمیں نظر تو آیا، در روز کے مقابل وہ ہمیں نظر تو آیا، یہ نہ پوچھ کیسا پایا، یہ نہ پوچھ کیسا پایا، یہ نہ پوچھ کیسا پایا،
اللہ
اللہ اللہ
اللہ
اللہ
اللہ
اللہ اللہ
اللہ
اللہ اللہ
اللہ
اللہ
اللہ
اللہ اللہ
اللہ
اللہ
اللہ
اللہ
سبحان اللہ عز و جل. We made ziyarat of Baytullah, we made ziyarat of the Ruza Mubarak. Allah take us, Allah عز و جل take us for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam time and time again for Hajj, for Umrah, ziyarah of Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif as well. Okay, as I was mentioning earlier, that this people are going around spending a lot of their hard-earned money in order to learn the tricks and the tools or the toolkit of anger management. You know, if we study our deen, if we study our Islam, if we analyze and we study and we research the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he behaved in situations where you and I would get angry, would get upset. What was his reaction? And if only we copy and we paste in our lives, subhanallah, automatically, without spending 1 cent, without spending you know, unnecessary time going here and going there and attending this online meeting and class and course, whatever, we will learn anger management. It will help to develop our character as well, our mannerism as well, our reactions as well. So anger, if we do not control anger, anger will end up controlling us. See, anger is a natural emotion. It is within every one of us. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ever got angry for anything personal, never ever took revenge, never hurt a person because of something done to him personally. Yes, when the laws of Allah Azza wa Jal, when the Sharia of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal was broken, was disregarded, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be upset, would reprimand the people, would advise the people and inform them that, you know, doing this or that leads to punishment, they lead to Jahannam. So in that sense, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam get upset. And we are taught in Islam that love for Allah Azza wa Jal and hate for Allah Azza wa Jal. Don't hate because I have an issue, a personal issue or some difference with that individual. No. If you see the laws of Allah Azza wa Jal and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being broken, you can't be happy and smile and look the other way like some none of my business. No. You must take offense that, you know, alcoholism is everywhere. Drugs is everywhere. Gambling is everywhere. The pubs and the clubs and music and dancing and intermingling is everywhere. Immorality, immodesty is all around us. We have this everywhere. Especially if you go to westernized countries with the decadent and backward lifestyle of immorality, immodesty, you know, live how you like, how you wish, think what you wish, you know, whatever you desire. It's only fulfillment of the desires, that's it. And look at the communities, the advanced, so-called civilized world, first world, so-called. But look at the communities, look at what is happening at the family units. You'll get a surprise of your life. You'll get a shock of your life that marriages, it's a common thing to separate. Divorce is a common thing. There's one segment of society that over 70% of children who are born outside of marriage don't know who their fathers are. Is this a society of the first world? Is this a society of a civilized nation where women folk are not safe at all? Where little children are not safe at all? Where crime, criminal activities, and a whole host of evils is part and parcel of that society? That's the first world for you. That is a civilized world for you. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, so anger, we have to control it. For many people, maybe they would bottle up. They would suppress and bottle and bottle and hide and keep and, you know, hold it down until one day it all explodes. And they end up saying things, doing things, and later on they will regret. Our master, Sayyidina Khwaja Hasan Basri, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, "Oh man, in the state of anger, you jump up and down a lot, lest the next jump should plunge you into the fire of hell." Now, let's think about this. What does it mean? In a fit of anger, in a state of anger, how would it land me in Jahannam? Or how could it land me in Jahannam? Let's open it up. Think about it. When you are really angry and your temper is flaring up, don't you get hot, heated up, perspiring? Different thoughts are running through your head. Be careful. Shaitan plays with the angry person how a child plays with a ball. Little kid doesn't know how to kick properly, but will kick the ball in any direction. The shaitan plays with that person. You feel the heat. But in that fit of rage and anger, a person will just blurt out anything. Especially if a person has some kind of authority in society, has some kind of influence in society. Maybe the person's a businessman or a professional or something, and you know, they would just stand up and just say anything, you know, because of that maybe wealth or profession or some other standing in society behind them that gives them a kind of confidence in just expressing and saying anything. You know who I am? In other words, they are saying, you know who I am, this person and that person, I can say what I want. Who can stop me? You should not behave sort of immaturely, because then there are consequences. When a person is in a fit of rage and anger, and the temper is flaring up, the person will just say anything, do anything. What if I end up violating that person's rights? Even if it is justified, that person has made me angry. So my reaction to that, am I violating this person's right? I need to think first. I have to weigh my words. Amir al-Sunnah Dam Barakatum Aliyah constantly advises us. You know, this tongue, what's the tongue? It's a little organ, but it can create destruction. It can break relations. So weigh the words, that think in your mind, in your heart, that okay, my reaction is going to be this. What would be the consequence of that? What would be the repercussion of that? If it's going to be in the minus, substitute it with something else. So this is where now, if I channel this out towards something positive, there will be benefit. The first thing I need to consider is, okay, let me remain calm. Because a person who is in a rage and anger is like a drunk person. They just want to let it go, verbally or physically. And that's the time to channel it out towards something productive, something positive. How do I do this? Firstly, I need to remain calm. Breathe in, deep breaths out. This physically will start to calm us down, because now you're trying to get more oxygen to the brain, so you can think a little bit more clearly with a sound mind. Yeah? Just start breathing. Read, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Beg Allah Azza wa Jal for refuge from shaitan. He's trying to play with you like a child plays with a ball. This is there, the narration is there. He's trying to wrap you around his finger. And how can I, you know, use this person to destroy this relationship? Take for example, spouses, husband and wife. How can I use this opportunity? He is thinking, he's plotting and planning. Shaitan is there plotting and planning. And how can I use this opportunity, this mode of anger from either side, either from the side of the wife or the husband, and destroy this relationship? Or create enmity in their hearts for each other, or malice in their hearts for each other, so that ultimately they continue quarreling and blaming each other. He's going to take this opportunity. Will I allow him to take this opportunity that will make him happy? It will not make Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam happy. It will make Shaitan happy. It will make my desires, my ego happy. It will feed my ego, my arrogance. That is what it's going to feed. I have to think about this before. I have to weigh those words. That I need to keep calm, keep cool, remind myself that, okay, there would be consequences in what I say now, what I do now. Take those deep breaths. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Also recite, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. If you are sitting, if you are standing, go sit down. If you are sitting, go and lie down, if possible. The idea is to move away from the person or the thing that is making you angry. That's the idea, to move away. Divert your attention. First step, cool down, calm down. Think, you know, with a positive mind, take your deep breaths, recite A'udhu and La Hawla. Go and sit or lie down. Go and drink some cold water. Drink some cold water and make wudu with some cool water. So physically, you are cooling yourself down as well. And this has a direct psychological effect. Because you are heated up. And that fire of shaitan is trying to, you know, exaggerate things. He is plotting and he's planning. Let me use this chance to destroy this marriage, to destroy this relationship between brother and sister, or parent and child, or fellow Muslims, friends. Don't give him that opportunity. Throw sand on his face and say, no, I will not make you happy. Upset him. Make him angry. Make shaitan angry. And don't listen to his wasawis, his evil whispers. Be careful of it. It's only going to lead to destruction and regret. So much. And the person says, no, but I was angry and I said that and I did that. If a person is happy, if a person is happy, would they do that? Of course, when they are angry, when they are enraged, then they would do certain things that otherwise they wouldn't. It's up to me to think before and to act later on. So once you cool down your wudu, if you need to make, you know, have a shower, cold shower, have a cold shower, if that works for you. And then when you cool and you calm and you're more collected, then you approach the person. Like, that's it, let's talk, let's discuss, let's find a practical solution. And you'll see, that will be much better for you. And this is how, for one way, one practical way of channeling that anger towards something positive and constructive over negative and destructive. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person verbally abused our master Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And listen to his reply. And put yourself there. I must put myself in that situation. Maybe a stranger comes and starts insulting and mocking and abusing and swearing at me. What is my reaction? Do I do the same back? Do I lift my sleeves up? You know who I am. What was his reaction? Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, great Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He replied, on the day of judgment, if the side of my sins on the mizan, on the scale, is heavier, then I am worse than what you called me. But if it is lighter, then I do not care about your vulgar words. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful reply. And we must, why am I mentioning it? Just for fun? We must try to apply this. It's not easy. Because the ego, the self, you know, the nafs al-ammara, not going to allow. No, you know, I've got to see something back. Otherwise, you know, people are there, they would think I'm weak. I can't reply back. who I'm shy to reply. I'm a weak individual. No, weak is the one who cannot control that nafsul ammara. That is the weak person. The strong person is one who can control themselves. No, he's not overpowered by the ego, by arrogance, by showing off, by pride, and all these other filthy, evil characteristics. Subhanallah. Earlier I mentioned that this ghadab, this anger, could actually push a person towards Jahannam, because it opens up doors of sins, and some are major sins. And I will share some of those major sins that we have to be very careful of. And because of that anger, that rage, and the opening up of some of these doors of major sins, therefore that person could end up in Jahannam. Before we go there, we will request our team, our director, to please bless us with a lovely package. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A unanimously acknowledged researcher of Islamic sciences, a leading scholar of hadith, Allama Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, it is quoted, when angels get to the skies with people's books of deeds and present them before the divine court, Allah says, throw this book of deeds away. The angels humbly say, O Allah, we have recorded these good deeds of your bondman having seen and listened to them. Allah says, that is, this bondman did not make the intention of my pleasure while performing these deeds. Hence, these are not accepted in my card. Then Allah orders another angel, that is, record so and so deed in the book of deeds of so and so person. The angels humbly say, O Allah, this bondman has not performed this deed. Allah says, although he has not performed his deed, he had the intention of performing it. Hence, I will give him the reward of his deed because of his intention. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi ta'ala has further stated, it is also stated in a hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a Muslim is better than his deed. Obviously, the reward of a good deed will be granted only when it is performed with a good intention. It performed with a bad intention, the good deed will earn the performer no reward. In any case, reward will be granted for a good intention whether the deed is performed or not. A Muslim's intention is better than his deeds. That's why some saints rahimahumullah have said, the one who has no sincerity in his deeds is not amongst the distinguished bondmen of Allah. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, a good intention will lead to its fruitful results, while a bad intention will end in a dreadful consequences. Sometimes the dreadful consequences of a bad intention take place on the spot. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah azza wa jal, a wonderful short package for us, for enlightening us, for informing us and educating us as well. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, now anger has, I mentioned a few other points. I will mention those few of those doors that anger could open up and therefore lead us on that path towards the hellfire. Allah protect us. But you know, physically as well, uncontrolled anger is not good for our health. The experts in the field, they mention some of the long-term physical effects of uncontrolled anger. If I do not control it, if I do not keep it in check, then what are some of those long-term negative effects on my body, on my mind? For example, the person would have increased anxiety, always anxious, increased high blood pressure, headaches and migraines as well. Subhanallah. Also, it could weaken a person's immune system, and it is linked to depression, anger. And we see today, we hear today, that how many cases, how many people are there, they are depressed. They are living on antidepressant pills. When they go to sleep at night, they have to pop that pill in order to get sleep. Otherwise, there's negative thoughts floating around in their mind. And they are always worried, troubled, anxious. You know, that they have anxiety attacks. One of those reasons, possibly, could be because that is an effect of uncontrolled anger. Be the better person. Because if I don't, then anger is going to breed all of the things that I mentioned and so much more. Jealousy, dishonoring others, considering those people to be inferior to yourself, arrogance, quarreling, mocking, breaking of ties, and we don't want that. We want the other side. The pleasure of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We want to make the angels happy, to delight them. We want to make shaitan unhappy. Allahu Akbar. Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, I humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please inform me of such an act that will make me enter Jannah. The beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated, La taghdab wa lakal Jannah. Subhanallah, that do not get angry, then Jannah is for you. Ah, seems simple for us, and it is simple. If only I apply these teachings. I was mentioning that, you know, people in their homes, there is a certain environment of frustration which leads to anger and then opens up all those other doors that we were talking about. Like when a spouse tells the other spouse, you're not giving me attention. You're not giving me that quality time as a spouse or to your kids. And the spouse will say, but I am. When we're in the lounge, we're sitting together on the couch, physically next to each other, on the bed, physically next to each other. Oh, but I'm busy on my phone, and you are busy on your phone. Social chats, chatting with the different online friends, the hobbies, the entertainments, and so much more that is there. A person gets absorbed in that, feeding the dopamine and, you know, all those feel-good hormones. He's busy and she's busy. They're sitting next to each other, but they're busy in their own dunya. They're busy in their own worlds, their own little worlds that they have made, or connections and contacts that they have made. What's the use? Where's that attention? Amir al-Sunnah, Tamul Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, he advises us to do a home dars. This is one of the best quality times a family can spend with each other. What is a home dars? You go to our website, over 300 books and booklets in English, also translated into over 30 different languages. Download the ebooks for free. And from there, or obtain a hard copy from Maktabatul Madina. And from there, minimum 5 minutes, or at least 10 to 12 minutes, sit down as a family, take the phones, put them away. Don't even put them on the table upside down. Put them away, all phones away, all other tablets away. Everybody sits quietly, together, in one majlis, one sitting, one gathering. And say, right, Monday, it's your turn to read. Just 5 minutes at least. And then from there, as you progress, you can increase. the 10 minutes, 12 minutes, however long people are comfortable with and is convenient for the people or of the household. So give each one a turn. You need Monday, you need Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Sunday as well, no problem. But give each one a turn. So what you are doing? You are creating an Islamic environment, what we would call a Madani Mahal, a beautiful, blossoming Islamic ethos. And at the same time, you are learning something about the deen. Because these books and booklets are designed by your Dawati Islami, by our Amir al-Sunnah Dam Barakatum Aliyah, designed to educate us, to empower us, to encourage us, to motivate us. They're designed like this, in a simple way, with simple explanations as well. So we're creating a beautiful Islamic ethos and environment, Islamic atmosphere. We are learning something about the deen, maybe some ruling of the deen as well. And at the same time, we are having a beautiful quality time with each other, in each other's company, with no diversions and no distractions of any sort, of any social media, of any technology. Because people of before, couples of before, before the technological sophistication of today, it boomed on the spot. People were attracted to each other, they gravitated towards each other because they didn't have much other things to do. But today, alas, things are different. We can change it if we want. Control that anger, channel it out towards something positive. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, if we are continuously watching Amira al-Sunnat, Madani Muzakara, this will help us. Because each time you watch, even if you pick up one thing, you learn one thing, subhanAllah, it will benefit you. You go to the ijtima, you pick up one thing, it will benefit you. But take that one thing and implement it. You're looking at nek a'mal, you say, okay, every time I'm putting a zero, let me try this one thing here. To establish it in my life, then the next time I'll establish the next one and the next one. This is how we grow. This is how a person progresses, and you see, you monitor your own progressiveness or your own progression as well. Allah Azza wa Jal, grant us an understanding. Join this beautiful Madani movement. Donate your zakah, your lillah, your fitrah, your sadaqat to Dawud Islami as it is using it in the best possible ways. It is using it in over 80 different departments to uplift the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الله 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 start your day with remembrance of Allah.